Hello, hello, hello. Here we are today on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Live bringing you the come up. And here we are again. It's been such a great journey. If you've been with me since the beginning, thank you. For all the people that are listening for the first time, thank you too. Thank you for being here. I'm excited for you. I hope you're just as excited as I am to be here listening to me today. So here we are on the fifth edition of the Come Up on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you to my faithful supporters, my first-time listeners. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody right now. We live in such a great world. We're all blessed to be here, and so I hope everyone is having a good time. Everyone's having a good day right now. If you're not, stick around. We're going to have a good time today. And I hope everyone is doing good. I want to talk about how today we're spreading positive vibes, positive moods on the show. And I just want to give a quick little shout out, little prayer for the recent terrorist attacks that have happened in Brussels, Turkey, Yemen, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, and all other places suffering from situations of terrorism, situations of violence. Pray for those people, pray for their families, pray that everyone will be okay and that one day we'll achieve a world of peace. And if you're just tuning in, I'm going to be going over some great things about a really great duo of artists that have come together to create a very, very unique sound. And so today I'm going to go over, of course, my music news and then introduce the artists. We're going to spend about half hour. My first half hour will be talking generally about our artists of the week, and then the next half hour we'll be talking about a lot of music that they created. So this duo creates a lot of music and they have this really unique sound direction that I want to talk about. Of course, we're going to have breaks in between those 30-minute segments. If we get time at the end, I really want to talk about music festivals, just because this artist really is an artist that I would recommend seeing live. So that is what we're going to be going over today. And so I'm going to be showing you music throughout all of that in between our breaks. I have some good music, of course, by our artists today, but we'll get into that later. Right now, I want to get into my music news first and foremost. Here on The Come Up, we always want to keep you up to date on music culture. And so I'm going to be bringing you music news around the music sphere. And so in 2013, a mural of famous English singer, songwriter, producer, and actor David Bowie was created by Australian artist Jimmy C on the side of a Morley's department store in Brixton, the South London area where the superstar was born. So as many of us know, David Bowie sadly passed away this past January, leaving behind a huge legacy. We saw his song shooting to the top of charts as his death struck the world. And so this mural is actually going to be preserved by the city, which is effectively creating a shrine for the late and great English superstar. And in other more sadder news, rapper Fife Dawg, famous for his collaborative work as a member of A Tribe Called Quest, pioneers in rap music, unfortunately, he has passed away 2 days ago, March 22nd, 2016. Just yesterday, or maybe today, the family released an official statement saying that it was due to diabetes-related causes. And so it's actually a crazy story. I was writing up the show and I had this story about David Bowie, and then this incident happened with Fife Dawg. You know, he was a very influential person on rap music, and because I listen to so much rap music, he's definitely been an influential force to me as well. And so Rest in peace, David Bowie. Rest in peace, Five Dog. Thank you both for your contributions to music. I'm a huge fan of both of you. Tribe Called Quest changed my life. David Bowie, to be honest, I just started listening to you, but thank you for your contributions to music. I did a lot of research on you, and thank you so much. Rest in peace to both of you. And so now, I'm very excited to bring you my featured artist of the week. Today, it's just going to be me and you, but we are going to be talking about a really exciting, up-and-coming, maybe even superstar-level artist today. And so I have a very different artist from what I've shown you so far. We've recently featured DJs, producers. We had a singer. We had a rapper come in. We had DJ So Super Sam call in. But today, I'm going to bring you one of my favorite artists that I still think not a lot of people have heard of, or not a lot of people embrace, even though they're on a bigger level, or maybe they've heard of them and haven't heard of their music. If you have, cool. If you haven't, stick around. We're going to be bringing you a great artist. So, one of the most artistic, dynamic, and amazing duos of this new wave of music, Seattle-based electronic duo Odessa is our featured artist of the week. And so, let me tell you about how I first discovered Odessa. A few years ago, I had a job at Starbucks. I was a barista, made drinks, all the works. And at Starbucks, they played these playlists that you could pick out, and those songs would cycle and play throughout the store. And there was always this one song that played all the time. And so I finally caught the song on the way out. One time as it was playing, I head over to the music player. It had a screen displaying the song. I finally got the name of the song, and turns out it was by Odessa, and the song was All You Need under Summer Playlist 1. And so that's when I first discovered Odessa, working at Starbucks, and it was crazy. I'm excited to show you that song that I just mentioned earlier, All You Need. But yeah, when I first heard them, I was a barista at Starbucks a few years ago. And from there, I guess my life just changed. I went home, did a lot of research, listened to a lot of music. Odessa sort of became something of an obsession for me. It was kind of weird because it really deviated from the type of music I usually listen to. I usually listen to more hard music, like headbangers, hip-hop, rap, but this is definitely different. And I know it was kind of weird for some of my friends to hear me bumping this in the car, but Odessa, it really is something. It really did become sort of an obsession for me. And so I found myself listening to their songs every day on my way to school, on the way to work, and their sound is just so addicting. But we'll talk more about that later when we get into a discussion about Odessa's sound direction. First, I want to go over some general information about Odessa. We're going to get to know the artist of the week. And after that, I'm going to play you one of their songs. And then we're going to get into a discussion about their sound. So let's go over some background information, get to know Odessa, who they are, where they came from. So who is Odessa? Odessa is actually a collaborative endeavor between two men, Harrison Mills and Clayton Knight. And Harrison Mills is actually aka Catacomb Kid, and Clayton Knight is aka Beaches Beaches. So we have a funny story coming up about those nicknames in just a bit. Harrison Mills actually said he got the Catacomb Kid name from an Aesop Rock song. Not A$AP Rocky, but A$AP Rock. And then, in a more humorous manner, Clayton Knight said he got his Beaches Beaches nickname when he was high in his bedroom making music one day. And so, I'm sure a lot of artists can relate to maybe both ways of those. Both of those ways that these two got their nicknames. And so, the name of the band, Odessa, actually pays homage to the sunken ship of Harrison Mills' uncle. that has a really crazy background story. So Odessa was the name of Harrison Mills' uncle's sunken ship. And the crazy part about that is the only survivors of the sink was Mills' uncle and one other crew member. So the pair, Harrison Mills and Clayton Knight, they met during their time at Western Washington University, and the rest, as they say, is history. It's funny, I read up on some of their first encounters with each other, and Mills and Knight actually did not share education interests, as Knight studied math and physics, while Mills studied graphic design. Knight is classically trained in piano and learned guitar later in his life. The craziest part is that they did not start collaborating until their senior year of college in 2012. The craziest part about that is because Odessa released their first album in 2012, which is called Summer's Gone, which had great reception from the get-go. And so Odessa is an artist that really has a very authentic come-up story in terms of their music and their brand. Odessa really just posted their music on the internet and people were hooked. That's crazy. That's an artist's dream, if you could just post your stuff on the internet and all of a sudden it's getting all this recognition, people are into it, people are digging it, and all of a sudden you're worldwide. And it's crazy to think we're in a generation where that's possible for anyone. And Odessa, I'm not saying they got lucky. They have a sound, which you'll hear in just a second, that is really, really compelling. And back to Odessa and their come up story. Based on both the reception in the real world and online world, Odessa became really popular really quickly. They got a huge amount of plays, downloads. In the Summer's Gone album, two songs, How Did I Get Here and I Play You Listen, shot to the number one spot on Hype Machine popular music charts. In 2013, Odessa released an EP, an extended play, a compilation of songs, usually 4 to 6 songs, titled My Friends Never Die. And 3 of the 5 songs they released in that EP reached number 1 on Hype Machine charts yet again. Before releasing this EP, Odessa had already gained over 1 million plays on SoundCloud, a number that is pretty minuscule to the stats that they have now. If you just go on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Odessa, you can see their current stats, way more than just 1 million now. One thing that really helped them out was being a supporting act for Pretty Lights, another popular electronic music artist, during Pretty Lights' 2013 Analog Future Tour. Pretty Lights was already a huge name in the electronic music sphere, so Odessa gained a lot more recognition just by being a supporting act. Pretty Lights also asked Odessa to help remix his song One Day They'll Know. So being hand in hand with Pretty Lights really helped Odessa out in terms of getting their music out, being an opening act. That's a lot of people coming out to Pretty Light shows and seeing Odessa play. So much love to Pretty Lights, because in a way you brought me to Odessa. So it's really great to see music artists vibe with each other, come together, help get their music out to a larger audience. So you can kind of see where this is going from 2012 all the way up to where I'm at now in their timeline. They're just getting bigger and bigger from their first release. Odessa was already gaining a ton of traction for the music they create. And that speaks volumes about the music they create, how anyone can enjoy it. It's pretty universal, pretty unique. And we're going to be playing a song for you right now from the Summer's Gone album. And that song is How Did I Get Here by Odessa. Enjoy. Welcome back. This is DJ Live here on The Come Up. You're listening to The Come Up here on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. And if you're just tuning in, today's featured artist of the week is Odessa. If you haven't heard of Odessa, we just went over it. They are a electronic music duo from Seattle, Washington. And if you tuned in while the song was playing, that song, How Did I Get Here, from their Summer's Gone album, was actually a song that was number one on Hype Chart for a very long time. And we're just going to continue our discussion about Odessa. At the half hour mark, we're going to talk about their sound. And I really want you all to know more about Odessa, and I really hope you all enjoyed that How Did I Get Here song. If you want to listen to that song again, you could check it out on soundcloud.com/Odessa. They have it on there. If not, just YouTube it. It is a great song. Show it to all your friends. Show it to all your family. Enlighten them. And so back to our discussion. After releasing... Actually, in 2013 was a really big year for Odessa. They released a compilation of remixes for the songs they released on their My Friends Never Die EP. They also launched an ongoing mixtape that evolved into a party series called No Sleep. And you can actually check that out. A lot of Odessa's music, like I said, on their SoundCloud. I would recommend checking out the No Sleep mixtapes to get a feel for Odessa and the type of music they represent, the type of music they play. They put some songs of their own in the mixes, but for the most part, it's a good representation of their sound direction. Really good. Shout out to similar artists that share their sound. So it's a good avenue of discovery as well as listening to good music. Of course, it's a good conversation starter. Go up to someone and say, hey, have you heard of Odessa? No. Play it from your phone. Oh my goodness, this song is awesome. Of course, if they have time. So they started their first headlining tour in 2014, and that consisted of smaller venues. They actually brought their acts to several music festivals as well, such as Lightning in a Bottle Music Festival and Sasquatch Music Festival in Washington. The more Odessa made live appearances, the bigger their name got. And eventually the crowds they played for and ended up getting bigger and bigger. After their first festival appearance at Sasquatch Music Festival, they were booked for Bonnaroo, Electric Forest, Outside Lands, Hard Summer, and Lollapalooza. Besides the music festivals though, Odessa's first headlining tour began in March 12, 2014. It was a tour for their My Friends Never Die EP and sort of for their Summer's Gone album as well. They played songs from both compilations, so this was their first headlining tour throughout North America. It's crazy to think of those venues because the tour is actually nothing compared to the places that they sell out now. The biggest difference is the venue size. They play huge, huge venues now because of the big crowds that they draw. Their My Friends Never Died tour was met with great success. It drew a lot of people who not only knew Odessa already, but people who have never even heard of them before. They only got bigger as a result of this tour. This tour culminated with a grand performance at Coachella, where they evolved to a household name and cemented the Odessa name into music history forever. And Odessa continued to release music as they started to become a more sought-after act. Before their headlining tour in February 2014, Odessa released a single called Sun Models, which features vocals from Madeline Grant. This single foreshadowed the release of their second studio album, which I will get into talking more about in just a few minutes here. This single also hit number one on the Hype Machine charts. There's a really big pattern of Odessa hitting the number one on the Hype Machine charts. And don't get mad, I'm going to be saying number one on Hype Machine charts a lot throughout this show. So in March 2014, Odessa remixed another Pretty Lights song called Lost and Found. This remix was featured on the Divergent movie soundtrack, which also hit number one on Hype Machine. In the summer of 2014, Odessa played a couple of live shows in Australia before heading back onto their North American festival circuit and putting the finishing touches on their second album. Finally, on September 9th, 2014, Odessa released their highly anticipated album, and it did not disappoint whatsoever. Keeping with the sound direction they established in the first album, their second album, in return, was really a great, great, great second album, and it really eclipsed the work that they did in the first. The first song I heard from Odessa ever was actually from their In Return album. So I had heard a lot of the songs that they made that were newer and considered masterpieces before hearing Summer's Gone. And Summer's Gone, though, even though I didn't hear that first, it really is its own album, and the songs put together tell a story of its own, much different from In Return. And so I don't regret hearing In Return before hearing How Did I Get Here, or before hearing Summer's Gone. And so one of the stunning aspects of Odessa is the speed to which they've created a large devoted fan base, and that's just a testament to how refreshing and immediate and exciting their music is. To date, Odessa has earned 21 Hype Machine number ones, amassed over 66 million SoundCloud streams, over 29 million Spotify plays in the last 90 days, over 34.5 million Pandora plays in the last 30 days, is licensed by Adidas, Target, GoPro, Royal Caribbean, The North Face, and many more. They've also collaborated with powerhouses such as BuzzFeed and Tumblr. And there's a lot to say about the In Return album, and because the next song is going to be from the In Return album, I want to talk about the album itself, because I think it really speaks to Odessa's sound direction, or at least from with how I perceive their sound direction and how I hear them. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful album, really well put together. And so I want to talk about that album and help that segue into our discussion after the break in just a couple minutes here, into our discussion about Odessa's sound direction. So the In Return album came out September 9th, 2014. There are different sounds in here that are layered together, and something that you'll really hear is the kick drum. And the kick drum is probably my favorite part about Odessa. That kick drum really sticks out, and it really booms. And because of that kick drum and the way it contrasts with the melodic and atmospheric sounds that Odessa creates, it's really, really crazy to hear. And so here's a little taste of what Odessa has to offer from their second album. And this is one of my favorite songs. Just like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, this is the song that I discovered Odessa on when I was working at Starbucks. Whenever this song played, I felt good. I felt like I was ready, like I was doing good at work, that I was just doing good in life. And so I really, really hope that you all enjoy this next song right here. This is All We Need, featuring Shy Girls by Odessa, from their In Return album. Welcome back. This is DJ Live. You're listening to the fifth edition of The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And if you're here just tuning in, if you heard the song we played Just Now, That Is All We Need. One of my favorite songs of all time by one of my favorite artists of all time, Odessa. And if you're just tuning in, earlier we had a discussion about Odessa, some general information. Lucky for you, you missed all that. So we are now going to get into a discussion about their sound. To give you a little taste of their sound, I'm not going to start with my opinion. I'm just going to read some reviews for you and see if you can agree with these reviews. So, Time said, despite the many voices featured on the album, the sound is unified under a groove, built on Odessa's multi-layered melodies, spaced out beats, and cinematic charm. Seattle Times, mixed in with their classic approach are a number of choice guest appearances and snazzy experiments that push the limits of their sound. Harold Sun from Australia. As I said earlier, Odessa took an Australia tour in between their North American festival circuit. So Australia has got a lot of love for Odessa, and we got a lot of love for Australia. I love kangaroos and koalas, and I love Australia in general. So the Harold Sun of Australia said, a surging contra EDM movement. The duo blend deep house, bass, garage, chill wave, and glitch hop into an occasionally nostalgic but always airy summer soundtrack. And lastly, Dancing Astronaut says, Odessa has already demonstrated the ability to take root in the future and garage house genre as a power team to watch, and continues to showcase their forward-thinking ear for the genre's sound. Odessa is doing a lot to pioneer a movement, and as we get into a discussion about their sound, I really want to talk about that movement that they're pioneering, that contra EDM movement that the Harold Sun of Australia talks about. So now getting into discussion about their sound, the song that I played for you, All We Need, is one of my really favorite songs, just because Odessa in general is one of my favorite artists. They make me feel so uplifted, and here we are talking about my favorite part, the sound direction. And after this, I'll give you a lowdown on some similar artists you can listen to, so that you're not just stuck listening to Odessa and obsessing over them just like I did. You can get some variety in your music. So let's get into the discussion. Now that you've had a taste of Odessa's sound, I'm going to list a few emotions, feelings, maybe memories that come to mind when I listen to Odessa. Uplifting, dance, electronic, mood changing, atmospheric, up in the clouds, summer vibes. When I listen to Odessa, the one thing that sticks out to me all the time is the booming bass drum. I mentioned this earlier, and I'm glad you finally all got to get a taste of it. It's really prominent in their In Return album, especially in that All We Need song. And you can check out their SoundCloud.com/Odessa. You can find a lot of their music there. Go get more of a taste after this show, if you have time, of course. But in general, the bass drum never disappoints. Their drums in general don't disappoint at all. But their kick drum is really, to me, what makes the Odessa sound. And the craziest part is the kick drum goes perfectly with the melodic, uplifting summer vibes that Odessa represents with their music. A lot of their songs incorporate this kick drum, and it's just one of my favorite sounds, and it works so well with their music. It's crazy. And all we need is specifically, I'm just gonna go right out and say it is my favorite Ordeza song. I love how all the sounds work together to create something so beautiful. And although the vocals take a back seat in this production, as you heard earlier, it flows so nicely with the music. And honestly, it reaches out to my soul, honestly. It makes me feel good. It makes me miss my girlfriend, to be honest. And it makes me miss a lot of people, to be honest, because I've had this listening experience of listening to All We Need with a lot of people that I love and care about. So I love how all the sounds work together. And this song is actually one of my girlfriend's favorite songs too. I guess you can say it is a mutual favoritism of the song. And man, it's crazy because the sounds that they use are just layers and layers and layers of different sounds put together to create this atmospheric, melodic melody that is underscored by this booming bass and has that just little touch of electronic in it. And Ordeza is just one of my favorite artists, man. I'm so excited to be talking about them today. If you're just tuning in, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Come Up. I am DJ Live. If you're just listening, we are in a discussion about Ordeza and their sound direction. Earlier, we were talking about Ordeza, just general information about Ordeza. And one thing about Ordeza is you can really sing to it, you can dance to it, you can just sit there and enjoy it. Ordeza has a sound that can speak to a lot of different people. And the thing about Ordeza is, although they're labeled an electronic music duo, that part kind of sucks, because I feel like being labeled as an electronic music duo might turn some people off initially to listen to their music. I know when I was at a stage of my life where I personally didn't like electronic music or just give it a listen yet, I wouldn't be attracted to songs that Ordeza created. But because it is labeled as an electronic music duo, but their music really deviates from the type of mainstream EDM that you hear today. And as we're getting into this discussion, What's So Not just posted a new track here on SoundCloud, 4:41 p.m. on March 22nd here on the West Coast Pacific Bay Area. What's So Not just posted a song, and that's crazy because What's So Not is actually one of the artists that I wanted you all to go and listen to in accompaniment with listening to more Ordeza songs. On top of that, go ahead and listen to Flume. They have that atmospheric, bassy, melodic overtones and bassy undertones that really, really make a melodic and passionate song. And you can see a lot of work was put into the music that these artists create. And these artists really deviate, as I said earlier, from the mainstream EDM that you hear today. Unlike EDM of today, which I really think focuses on building up to bass drops and getting people to go crazy, which is fine, don't get me wrong, I love going to places where they're playing EDM and just going crazy with my friends or people that are around me, because it's just fun, man. And who cares, EDM's dope too. So Odessa really focuses on using the electronic sounds to build emotions rather than just getting people to dance or get up out of their seat. They still do so, though, in a different way. One of the stunning aspects of Odessa is that they're not DJs. And so if you ever attend an Odessa show, you'll see that they use real instruments to create the sounds that you can hear in their albums. One of my favorite things about Odessa is that their live performances really stay true to the albums. And I do recommend checking out an Odessa show anytime soon. I know the closest one coming up around the Bay Area is going to be in May at San Jose's Event Center. San Jose's Event Center, by the way, has been having a lot of crazy events. You gotta check those events out. Just tomorrow, they sold out tickets to have EBH4, really dope DJs coming out. And I went to a Carnage show just last week, so that was really cool. Odessa coming out to San Jose's Event Center in May 2016. Definitely get on that if you like the music that you've heard on today's broadcast. And so back to our discussion about Odessa. If you ever attend an Odessa show, you'll see it. It's not just a mixer, speakers, CDJs, or DJ controller, or anything like that. Just thinking about their live shows makes me feel really, brings me back to good memories. So let's actually get to a song that I heard live. When I heard this song, at first listening to the In Return album, I thought, well, this song's cool, I guess. It's not much for me, but I'll give it a listen because it's part of the album. And so I didn't really like it. But I went to Hard Summer last year. Hard Summer 2015. And it was just crazy. I heard this song live and I just fell in love. So let's get into it. You're going to be listening to Bloom by Odessa from the In Return album. Check that out, soundcloud.com/Odessa. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is Bloom by Odessa. We'll be right back. And here we are, back at it again. This is the fifth edition of the Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we have about 10 minutes to go here, and I have been talking about one of my favorite artists. I've been featuring music from one of my favorite artists. Even the background music has been one from one of my favorite artists. This artist is Odessa, and if you heard the song that we were just playing, that was Bloom from their In Return album. Their In Return album is something to discuss just by itself. The sound on that really speaks to what Odessa's sound represents. There's a song there. I'm not going to play it for you today, but I want you to check it out anyway. It's called Say My Name featuring Zaira, which once again reached number one on the Hype Machine popular charts twice. So, it's a very popular song. I want you to experience that on your own or find someone to experience it with. That is a great song. Check it out. The bass that I talked about is very prominent in that song. The music video for that song was actually named a Vimeo staff pick, and it saw airplay on MTV Hits, MTVU, and Fuse. Odessa also makes remixes for Sia, Charlie XCX, RAC, Angus and Julia Stone, Slow Magic, and many, many more. In addition to their explosive growth online and in the electronic space, Odessa is making waves in the mainstream with strong radio play around the globe at stations such as KCRW, KEXP, The Current, Triple J, BBC Radio 1, Penguin Radio, and the duo has also been highlighted in the national press, from the New York Times and NPR Music to Time and Entertainment Weekly. They are poised to become one of electronic music's biggest breakout stories of 2014-2015. To be honest though, I feel like if more people heard this music that they released in 2012, that breakout would have come way sooner. Right now in the background you're hearing actually the No Sleep mixtape, the 9th edition of their No Sleep mixtape. So there's 10 of those. There might be 11 now, but we're actually listening to the 10th one, excuse me. And this series is something you all should really listen to. It's really great. And capitalizing on the success of these No Sleep mixtapes, they actually put together a music collective called the Foreign Family Collective, which became an outlet for musicians and visual artists curated by Odessa themselves. And so you can see Clayton Knight's background as a graphic designer. A lot of their cover art and art in general and the art for their shows is so, so intricate. You can see where both of them put time into their artistry, and the Foreign Family Collective just adds to all that greatness. And the first huge release from the Foreign Family Collective was the R&B electronic pop banger Fiend from Troy Samuela and Monsoon Siren. They have forthcoming releases and projects from Big Wild, more exciting cutting-edge producers and graphic artists. Watch out for the Foreign Family Collective. Watch out for Odessa. They're definitely going to be making a big, big, loud noise in the music scene and the festival scene. If you haven't caught a show, catch a show now while they're still sort of on the come up. I mean, they're superstars now, but if you catch a show now, it'll definitely be affordable and you won't have to wait to see them at a festival or anything like that. they're in their, I would say they're in their prime. 4 years into existing, they're in their prime. And so if you can see them now, I would recommend it. But who knows, maybe they'll release even greater music. And well, I'll have to go catch another show then. Back to Odessa and how they're pioneering sort of this Contra EDM movement. For their In Return album, and just in general, we'll talk about in general first. Rather than DJing, they play their shows with live instruments. And so, Summer's Gone album, they played live. My Friends Never Die tour, they played live. And for In Return, they played live as well. And I'm really glad to actually have been able to catch a show of their In Return live. I caught them on tour at the festival circuit at Hard Summer last year, and I was just hooked, man. There was so many. It's just crazy to see, because when you think of electronic music, you think of someone tapping on a computer, you think of a DJ going up there going 1, 2, 3 drop, and everyone just goes crazy. And then there's this. And it's crazy because last year when I was seeing them live, they were playing their music and everyone was like, turn it up, turn it up. And it was actually making me smile a little bit and making me laugh, because I knew Odessa's sound and I knew that if they really took the time to listen, to sit there and listen and quiet down, because it was pretty loud out there, they would be able to appreciate the sound. And they actually did play an unreleased track that was pretty fire and got people going at the end of it all. But Odessa, they play live instruments, and they have this horn section that's really the brass sound in electronic music is really one of my favorite sounds. For some reason, it goes so well with the booming bass. It's probably because when our ancestors, the only sound they heard of bass was when calamity was striking, like thunder, earthquakes. That's the only time they heard bass. And that's why it's so exciting. But that's Odessa. And that's Odessa's sound. And their In Return tour that I got to catch at Hard Summer, it really did justice to the sounds of the album. I'd even argue that seeing Odessa live is way better than putting on some headphones and listening to them. And so this new live performance they developed to accompany In Return is crazy. They played that at all the festivals that they made an appearance at, and Coachella 2014 was their culmination, really. So you can imagine just how crazy Coachella 2015 must have been, how much more people were coming out to see Odessa. And I really hope you all enjoyed listening and having Odessa. I mean, we could have had Odessa here today, but you know, they just didn't hit me back. But it's good. I still got love for them. They still made great music. And if you liked what you heard on the airwaves today, do not hesitate to check them out. SoundCloud.com/Odessa. Check them out on iTunes. Check them out on Spotify. If you have Tidal, I just put them on my Tidal queue. So I'm going to be listening to them on the way home after this right now. And check out their No Sleep mixtapes. Those are crazy for sure. Get a little taste of other artists that sound like Odessa or Odessa's feelings. And once again, May 2016 is when they'll be making an appearance at San Jose Event Center. Get your tickets for that if you want to see them live. I do recommend seeing them live. Odessa, they never want to settle. Their ambitious live production continues to expand in time for performances at every major music festival. This was DJ Live. You listen to The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Make sure to stay tuned in. I got my boy DJ Presto getting in just now, getting ready to get on the airwaves. So thank you for listening. Come back next week, 4 to 5 p.m. I love you all. Goodbye.